You're listening to the You Are Limitless podcast, where you're going to awaken to your limitless nature using principles of business, psychology, neuroscience, and spirituality to effortlessly create extraordinary business success and impact and lasting personal well-being. Hi, I'm your host, Ani Manian, trusted advisor to the world's top CEOs, entrepreneurs, leaders, and change makers, and I'm going to help you take your life and business to levels you never thought possible. I believe that the quality of your life and business is a direct reflection of your level of consciousness, and there's a universe of possibilities waiting for you right outside your current frame of thinking. If you're ready to play the game of life and business on God mode, then this is the podcast for you. Welcome back to the show. If you joined me for the last episode, hopefully you had some interesting breakthroughs and epiphanies about your relationship with money. I want to continue on this theme of money and wealth, and I want to talk to you about one of the biggest blocks that I see come up in specifically entrepreneurs, but most people when it comes to being able to create more wealth. Now, if you are someone, and if you're an entrepreneur, this episode is going to be very unlike anything you've ever heard about what it actually takes to build massive wealth. And if you are not an entrepreneur, this might still be very, very interesting and eye-opening for you, because it's going to completely change the way you think about what it takes to build wealth. Now, I just want to start by telling you my ideology around wealth, which is this, that you need to be wealthy. You owe it to yourself and you owe it to the world. You're obligated, I believe, to be as wealthy as humanly possible. And wealth is not just money. To me, wealth is the combination of money, freedom, and time, as well as this sense of personal power and agency and sovereignty. So when you feel sovereign over your mind, your thoughts, your emotions, your experience, your relationships, when you can buy yourself whatever you want, when you can give freely without worrying about, you know, going into lack or not having enough, when you can choose to spend your time, your days, your weeks, your months, your years, exactly in ways that make your heart come alive, you know, that's wealth, right? When you feel really good about yourself, you love yourself, that's wealth. Money is a big part of this, because money is one of the biggest currencies in the universe, but money is just energy. And so I'm going to continue this conversation, you know, around the energetics of wealth and how this appears in business particularly. So this conversation is coming to you in a way inspired by, you know, one of my clients. So I haven't talked a lot about the nature of my work. Most of my work is deep inner transformational work that I do with entrepreneurs, high impact leaders, change makers, people who are looking to do some serious goodness in the world as opposed to serious damage. And, you know, these people, they have the strategies they have. And even though we, you know, part of the value I offer is being a visionary for visionaries, coming up with a vision that's larger than life itself, that really shakes them to their core, that wakes them up to their true potential and their true, the full scope of their being, right? That makes them come alive and light themselves on fire every single morning. But a lot of this is also, you know, in the line of business growth and scaling a business and building more wealth. The reason why I believe you ought to try to be as wealthy as possible is because, one, we live in a limitless universe where money, abundance, love, joy, all of these energetic currencies are limitless. So what that means is that if you are extremely wealthy, that doesn't decrease the chances of someone else being extremely wealthy. There is enough in this universe for all of us to be extremely wealthy. And the only way we can make this planet a better place, we can have a sense of abundance and equality where, you know, kids in certain countries don't die of malnutrition before they turn 7, where, you know, women in villages in sub-Saharan Africa don't have to walk, you know, 50 miles to get water every day. Like, these are things that are optional, right? We don't need humanity to be suffering at the level that it's currently suffering. And so I really think that, you know, one of the things I want to do in my lifetime is help as many people be as wealthy as possible. And again, this is not just about money. This is about everything, right? So one of the ways in which I work with my clients is I create very, very in-depth transformational containers where I bring other experts, other providers. So, you know, there's acupuncturists, there's body workers, there's experts in physiology, nutrition, intimacy, people who do hands-on work with my clients. And with a couple of clients, these are very successful multi-7-figure entrepreneurs. And the context for our work together is really scaling the business and really growing it to a business that's producing at, you know, 8-9 figures, on track to 10, where every aspect of the business is more successful, more abundant, there's more impact, more people benefiting as a result of this business growing. And for this particular client who inspired this conversation, he has been set up with a massage therapist. Now, this massage therapist is like one of the best in the world. She used to work with NFL teams. The way she reads the body and she reads the energetics of the body is absolutely next level. And an experience with her, and I say this, you know, from actual experience, is incredible. Every time I receive work from her, I feel so much better. And this client has access to this practitioner who would come to his residence. And this is part of, you know, when I work at the highest level with clients, it's more love and more care and more nurture than, you know, the particular person has ever received in their life. They're wrapped with the kind of attention and care and love that actually was really lacking when they were young. And part of what allows for a profound transformation is this really, 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 really deep holding of their being at, you know, all levels of depth. So to cut the long story short, he has been avoiding the massages. He's been avoiding the bodywork sessions. He's booked one session and he's been in avoidance for the rest. And, you know, that pattern has showed up in our, you know, our container as well, where, you know, in terms of the homework that he commits to, not happening. In terms of the calls, there's a desire to reschedule. And what I have been trying to illustrate to him is the degree to which he is willing to receive other forms of energy determine the ceiling on how much money he can receive. So when we look at entrepreneurship through an energetic lens, energy exists between two polarities, the masculine, the feminine. So in the masculine side of the world, it's the doing, it's the directing, it's the, you know, very masculine type goal setting. I need to make $10 million this year. It's the actual effort, right? It's the actual work. It's the pushing of projects and programs forward. It's the hiring. It's the, you know, all that stuff. It's the meetings. It's the hustle. It's the sales calls. It's all of that stuff. Now, most entrepreneurs are actually over-indexed on this side and under-indexed on the feminine side. So the feminine side is the receiving, the allowing, the surrender. Now, the reason why this is important in business is because if you are over-indexed on the masculine side and you're doing, then as an entrepreneur, you're likely a control freak. You micromanage your team. You have your hands in everything. And you just have a hard time letting go. And for a business to scale from 7 to 8, 9, 10 figures, the entrepreneur has to let go. When the entrepreneur refuses to let go, they're stuck in every area of the business. The business isn't going to go past their ceiling, right? Their ceiling in terms of time, energy, effort, capacity. So most businesses stay stuck because the entrepreneur stays stuck. The business's growth is always, always, always bottlenecked by the CEO, by the founder, by the entrepreneur. So the feminine side is the receiving, right? It's the allowing, it's the giving up of control. It's the empowering others. It's the listening, being a good listener to your team, to your clients. It's the creation of products and the program. It's the creativity. It's the innovation. It's the ideation. It's the soft skills. It's the presence. And so when we have a hard time receiving other forms of energy, for example, massages, for example, affirmations, compliments, then we are also blocking the receiving of money, wealth, riches, all the things that you want, because it's the same opening through which these things happen. So it's the same aperture. So when we look at a business through an energetic lens and we want to scale a business, we want to grow a business, and we want to grow a business exponentially, because I only deal with the exponential. I'm not really interested in linear growth, because linear growth, and I'll record an episode about this later on, that's the Newtonian world, right? That's the you know, apply a force on this object this much to move at this distance at this speed. That's Newtonian. That's the masculine approach. The feminine approach is quantum. In the quantum field, there's no such thing as time or space. So we can actually create quite large exponential geometric leaps in a business in an astounding time frame. It'll make your mind just blow up into a million pieces, because it's beyond the mind, right? This stuff, it's all energetics, and it's where the real power is. So not everyone's ready for this. You know, we can't neglect the actual masculine principle of needing to show up, needing to work, needing to, you know, actually drive the business forward. But most people are doing too much of that and not enough of the feminine, which is the flow, which is the receiving. So ask yourself these questions, like, how good of a receiver are you? Do you receive people's compliments well? Do you receive your own compliments well? Do you acknowledge yourself? How much self-care do you receive on a daily or weekly basis? How much time do you take for yourself? When you take a shower, for example, do you rush through, or do you actually pause and enjoy the experience of having water, you know, warm water, for example, raining on you? Do you take baths? Do you eat your food slow, or do you rush through it? Do you, how much pleasure do you experience in your life? Does that pleasure, what is your relationship with pleasure? How many things do you do just for the sheer pleasure of it? So when you answer these questions, even right now, real time as we speak, you'll start to get a sense for your comfort level in terms of receiving. You will start to get a sense, you'll get a picture of how good of a receiver you are, right? In other ways, in terms of love, in terms of, you know, affection, in terms of nurture. And you will likely attract the people who will match your level of receivership. Which means if you have a hard time receiving compliments, you will probably attract people who have a hard time giving compliments. Because with energetics, what we need to understand is there's always a matching going on. The universe is a perfectly calibrated mathematical equation. So, you know, it's really interesting with this particular client. All the work we're doing is in getting him to slow down, do less, and expand his capacity to receive. Because this is what I've seen to be proved right over and over and over again, you know, with, you know, pretty much every 7-8-figure business owner who I've worked with who is looking for that hyper growth, looking for that explosive exponential growth without killing themselves. Because you can do that, you can have a lot of success, but if you don't do it from the right place inside yourself, if you don't do it with these energies balanced, it's not going to be fun. You're not going to be able to enjoy the money. You're not going to be able to enjoy the success. No matter how much money you make, you're not going to feel safe inside. You're not really going to feel like you've actually achieved anything. And, you know, you hit 7 figures and you'll consider yourself a failure till you hit 8. You hit 8 figures, you'll consider yourself a failure till you hit 9. And the success and the wealth and all of this will just feel empty. So that's the big reason why I have these conversations and why, you know, this level of inner work is required at high levels of entrepreneurship, because entrepreneurship is the ultimate container for your personal growth. We, in my world, we build businesses and we create wealth, not because of, you know, the business or the money or the wealth itself. It's who we have to become to be able to hold that wealth, who we have to become to be able to hold the ability to impact, say, 1 billion people. That's a lot of energy to hold. And if you don't learn how to be a good receiver, then you will not be able to hold that energy. And it'll always be a grind. It'll always be a hustle. It'll always be a mad dash. You'll always be working, working, working. You'll not be able to step away from your business. It's not going to feel peaceful. You will live in chaos. And this is not going to change. Because making more money isn't going to change the underlying structure of your psychology. It's not going to change the underlying energetic imbalances inside you. It's just going to get exacerbated. It's only going to get amplified, because that's what money does. Money only amplifies whatever's underneath. So if you have chaos underneath right now, then you're going to get chaos amplified. It's going to get even more intense and even more chaotic. If you do the work now, and you get yourself aligned and you come into a state of harmony and resonance inside yourself, then that's what you end up scaling. So you end up infinitely more peaceful, infinitely more calm, infinitely more aligned, right? So be very careful scaling chaos and be very careful scaling complexity. And so this also applies to the business itself. So we apply the same principles to business and we change the underlying mechanics of the business, because every business also has these energies, and these energies are either regulated and harmonious or they're dysregulated and there's a lot of chaos. You know, you may have team members who are sort of not really sure what they're doing. There's no clear vision, there's no clear mission, there's a lot of entropy in your system. So when you try to scale a business that's got a lot of entropy, you end up with exponentially more entropy. And in fact, you will block yourself from getting there, which is actually the reason why most businesses stay stuck, because they block their own growth, because growing that which you have right now is going to do a lot of damage to you. So this is one of the ways in which there's a protection mechanism built into the universe, into the energetics of love, health, you know, your relationship with yourself, with business, with money, pretty much everything. So that's what that ceiling is. That's what that barrier, that the upper limit that you might be hitting, that's what that wall is, right? Because when there is a fundamental level of misalignment, then initially you will be able to compensate for it with more effort, more, you know, force, more masculine hustle. But that's going to come at a huge cost. It's going to drain you. It's going to deplete you. You will crash. And that's not sustainable over a long time. Much less over a lifetime, which is another core philosophy that, you know, I operate from and that my clients, you know, come to see that this game is about the long term. This is about infinite growth over a lifetime. It's not a short term cash grab. This is not a short term thing. It's about who we're going to become. It's about the journey itself. So I hope this was useful. I hope you were able to sort of see yourself in a deeper way and understand how the energies are working within you, how good of a receiver you are, how much of a giver you are. And if that's balanced, if you're over-indexed on the masculine, under-indexed on the feminine, or if you're actually balanced and everything's good. So if this was interesting, drop a comment, like, share this with someone, an entrepreneur that you care about, because that's really what this is about. We want to make the world a better place. And the more people that step into entrepreneurship, which is really a modified form of personal development, really face themselves, know themselves, understand themselves, create wealth, the more wealthy the planet will be. And the more wealthy and abundant the planet is, it's a win-win for all of us. So I love you. I care about you. You are doing a great job. If you haven't told yourself that today, if you haven't had someone else tell you that today, I'm proud of you. I see you. I know what you're up to. I know how hard it is for you. I'm so, so, so proud of what you're up to in the world. I love you. Remember that you are limitless.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you're the kind of person who likes to help others, then please share this with your friends and family. You know that if you found value, they will too. So please share this episode via your social media channels. Also, if you have any questions, I'm here to assist you. Please shoot an email to ani@animanian.com, and I may even use your question for a future podcast episode. Also, if you want transformational content like this, please connect with me on Instagram at ani.manian. Finally, I do have a personal request. I believe that we're all here to help each other and to grow and evolve together. If you want to help awaken more people to their limitless nature, please leave a 5-star review on iTunes. I'm grateful that with your assistance, we can transform more lives together. Thanks for listening, and remember, you are limitless.